Hello, and welcome to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mast Radio. Well, welcome to the show. It's been a week. Welcome back, I guess. And that last song was KT Tunstall, Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. If you like that, we'll play more. Just let us know what you want to listen to. You can call into the studio. The phone number is 253-535-7332. Kyle, what do we got on agenda today?
For today, we have our BuzzFeed quiz, and this week's quiz is, what does your social media say about you? And then we have our Would You Rather segment, and for that, I picked, it's because it will be a list of carefully selected Would You Rather questions, so hopefully those turn out well. Rami, you have your 60 seconds of sports.
A lot of sports this week.
And we have our text message segment, and then we have an art and culture topic that we're going to be talking about. So
that's right.
So exciting.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get right into the music. I know that's what most people like to listen for.
Yeah, everyone hates listening to us.
That's right, because nobody ever calls in and talks to us. Remember, if you want to call in and talk to us, which we would love, you don't have to call during the radio show itself. You can call during the music portion, so that way you're not heard on the radio if you don't want to be. Yeah. The phone number is, again, 253-535-7332. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and take a little break. I know we're just here, but let's go ahead and take another break. This next song is called Middle by DJ Snake and Bipolar Sunshine. All right, welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mast Radio. That last song was requested by a friend. It was called Flood on the Floor by Purity Ring. If you like stuff like that, you might want to talk to her. Or you can call into the studio and let us know what you want to hear or what you want us to discuss. The number is 253-535-7332.
And for those of you that aren't getting the hint, we really do want you to call in, so just, you can do it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so, Kyle, what is next on the agenda?
It is BuzzFeed quiz time.
It's BuzzFeed quiz time.
And for those of you just tuning in, the quiz of the week is, what do your social media habits say about you? And if you want to take it along, just go on to BuzzFeed, type that in, and you'll find it.
Let us know what you get.
Yeah. I guess we'll go ahead and get started. Question one, what would you use as your profile picture? A normal looking photo of me looking straight at the camera, a candid photo of me not looking at the camera, a photo of me with a group, or a photo of half of my face?
I would say photo of me with the group.
I can see that.
No, I don't like taking those pictures of me like being all serious. I feel like that should stay on LinkedIn. You know, I gotta look serious on LinkedIn, but
yeah,
on Facebook I'm just, hey man, what's up?
I don't know. I probably have just a normal looking photo of me staring straight at the camera. That's probably what it is. Yeah, or candid, but I'm just gonna go with normal.
You know, I actually don't even remember. Oh yeah, my picture is like that actually right now. It's just me looking at the camera. All right. What piece of news are you most likely to post? A neighborhood bar that just opened, an interesting scientific study, something totally bizarre, or a major current event?
I don't really post about any of those things.
Neither do I, but out of all of those, I would definitely say like a neighborhood bar that just opened.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go have fun.
Yeah.
Check it out. Could be like McMiniman's.
Yeah, it could. I guess recently I would just say a major current event because I posted about like, I don't know, stuff that's going on recently. So like I found this article of the top 25 most educated cities in the United States, and the Seattle-Tacoma area was number 6.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah,
representing. So I put that on Facebook, so I guess I'll just go with that.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Question three, which of these breakfasts would you post a photo of? There's Fruit Loops. There's a bowl of fruit, which is bananas and kiwi. Coffee, newspaper, an English muffin, or a picture of pancakes, like a stack of pancakes.
I would never take a picture of cereal.
That's neither, like, would I. It's kind of...
It's just not something to brag about.
No.
Like, check it out, Fruit Loops, yo!
It's not even aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm going to go with the pancakes, because...
Pancakes are great.
Pancakes can be beautiful.
Yeah, they, especially, you know, you just take the right angle. Yeah.
I love pancakes.
I'm just going to say a picture of the coffee with the newspaper.
High class.
Yeah, well, like, I took a picture actually recently of my coffee without the newspaper, but...
Yeah. All right. What do you do when somebody requests to be your friend? Scan their profile before deciding. Accept them immediately. Accept them and send a note to say hi. Accept them and send a weird GIF. Do you say GIF or GIF?
GIF.
I say GIF too.
It's GIF.
Okay, I say GIF too, yeah. But I see those people that say like GIF, and I'm like...
That does not make sense. No. No, it's not correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for those of you that say GIF, but that's not right.
That's,
you can even look
not,
it up. It's not correct.
Like, GIF is the peanut butter.
Yeah, it's J. Okay, but yeah,
anyways,
it's GIF.
Anyways, back to this, sorry. What would you do, Kyle?
I would just say scan their profile before deciding. I mean, I guess the first turnoff is if I have no mutual friends.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, how the hell did you find me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that on the air? Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
And so I guess I'll just say scan their profile before deciding.
Yeah, same here. Because, you know, I've gotten those pictures of, like, I've gotten those friend requests, like, where I did have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
But, and then I checked up, like, the profile, and it was, like, some girl just, like, posting pictures of herself very scandalous.
Yeah, they seem like just little porn stars that send you friend requests.
That's, yeah, and I was like, why is my friend friends with the, okay, well, they must just, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I immediately removed them.
Yeah. Alrighty, next question. How frequently do you post online? Once every few weeks, once a day, a few times a day, or a few times an hour? Definitely not a few times an hour. That's very excessive.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it also depends on which platform we're talking.
That's true.
If you're talking Facebook, then I do that like once a month.
Yeah, Facebook, maybe. I don't post that often.
No, if it's Twitter, then like...
Maybe I would say if they were combining all social media, like how often do you post online, combining all your social media, like Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook,
Snapchat.
Yada, I mean, yada, yada. If they include Snapchat, then it would be a few times a day. But I mean, I'm just going to say, I'll say a few times a day just to average out my social media accounts a few times a day.
I'm going to say once a day to average it out. Mm. Let's just do that.
Solid.
Okay. What is your worst social media habit? Writing overly long posts, trolling too hard, checking my photos obsessively for likes, making fun of everything.
I definitely never understood the people that write paragraphs on Facebook.
Yeah.
I start reading them and then I just never finish. I just don't.
Twitter I can understand sometimes because, like, you know, it's only 150 characters.
140.
140 yeah. characters, yeah, sorry. So you're like trying to get like everything into it, so it seems long, but it's actually really not. But I would say checking my photos obsessively for likes.
That's what I was going to say.
That's
too.
What I do.
I do too.
That's my habit. Like, I'll post something and I'm like, oh, am I cool yet?
Yeah. I do that on Instagram mainly. I'll like refresh every like minute and just see how many more.
I haven't used my Instagram in forever.
Yeah. It's kind of bad. Alrighty. What is your favorite emoji? There's the heart. The girl with the sassy hand is how I would say.
Like, I call it the Trisha or the Taylor because like, that was the one she always used with the red hair, but now it's not red hair.
Yeah, so like the sassy girl, I guess, emoji, the ghost, or I prefer to use words.
I would say the heart.
Yeah, I would say I'll try to do something different. I'll say the sassy hand one then.
I mean, that's another one that I do use sometimes too.
I'll like use that, so yeah.
It's just too funny. All right, what happens when one of your posts has a typo? Who cares? I delete it immediately. I leave a comment joking about it. That literally would never happen. Well, again, it depends on like which social media account I'm using. Like if I've done that for both Twitter and Facebook. When I did it on Facebook, I immediately like removed it and then I put it like a new one like that said exactly the same thing but typo free.
Well, now you can edit it so you don't have to remove it, you know.
Oh, really?
Like for Facebook, I just edit.
I haven't made a post in way too long apparently. But sometimes I just say, who cares? And then, and I like respond immediately and I joke about it or something like that.
Yeah.
Usually in text messages though.
Yeah. Texting, I don't really care as much.
Yeah.
It
depends on the situation.
Yeah. For social media, I guess I'll just say that literally would never happen because I'm very thorough.
I'm going to say I leave a comment joking about it. Because usually somebody sees it and they're like, oh, you're so dumb, Rami. And I'm like, I sure am. I don't know.
Good. Alrighty.
How many more do we have? One.
Just two.
Okay, two more.
Yeah. All right, next question. How liberal are you with liking your friends' posts? I'm very selective with my likes. I like absolutely everything. I'll like things that already have a ton of likes. Or if it's goofy, I'll like it.
I'm selective. I would say I'm selective. Like there are some things, you know, I'll see and I'll like it. Usually profile pictures I'll like.
Yeah.
Some videos I'll like, but if it's like a status just saying like, man, I just woke up this morning feeling like I'm the best, I'm better than you. And I'm like, sorry, boo boo. Then I just move on.
Yeah. I'll just say I'm actually not that selective with mine. I don't know, like, especially on Instagram, I'll just scroll through and I just like all my photos. And like one of my friends actually, I was sitting next to her and I was just going through Instagram, liking a bunch of photos. And she was like, are you even looking at them? Like, I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm just kind of doing it out of habit. So I'll just say I like
you
absolutely
like everything.
Yeah.
All right. And the final one, which of these vacation photos would you post? It's a picture of a really beautiful sunset. A picture of a girl with an iguana on her shoulder. Picture of a castle or looks like a
cathedral,
a
maybe.
Cathedral yeah. looking church or something. And then a picture of a guy with an inner tube making an obscene face.
I really want to go to the beach. I want to go somewhere tropical for my next vacation, so I'm just going to say the sun.
Well, my profile picture is of me with a snake on my shoulder, so I'd probably do something like that if I could.
Yeah.
So.
I could see you doing that.
I'm going to do, I love animals, so. Yeah.
Alrighty.
All right, results. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I got, you are serious and cerebral. You don't mess around, you are highly intellectual and analytical, and you are cautious with how you approach everything in life. You are probably used to people telling you to let loose and have more fun, but they don't understand that your kind of fun is using your brain and thinking through everything rather than just going with the flow. Good.
Well, I would say mine's actually kind of spot on. Like, my results, okay, I'm an outgoing guy when it comes to, like, being with people physically and in person, but online, it says you are shy and self-conscious, which is actually pretty true. I am.
Yeah, I can see that.
You do not like to stand out. You play it very safe when it comes to sharing things about yourself, and you prefer not to be in the limelight. But your close friends love and appreciate you a lot and know how to make you feel comfortable being totally open with them. All right. I would say that's
On social
pretty
media,
accurate,
I can see that, yeah.
I think that's like one of the first like responses from BuzzFeed that I'm like, yeah. All right.
It's pretty accurate, yeah.
I mean, I think I got one quiz one time that I was like really happy about getting a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like, I'm a corgi. Anyways, let's take a break.
Yeah, and when we come back, we'll have the Would You Rather segment.
Yeah. If you liked that and you want to, if you took the quiz and you want to let us know what you got, you can call in or you can leave a comment on our Facebook page. It's just After Hours with Rami and Kyle on Facebook. But if you want to call in and tell us what you got or give us more suggestions for quizzes to take, the phone number is 253-535-7332. We're going to take a little break. This next song is called Desire by the Years and Years. All right. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. All right. Well, that last song was by Afrojack, and it's a throwback song for me because I used to listen to it in high school a lot. I'm like my EDM techno stage, I guess I'd call it. It's called Take Over Control by Afrojack. All right, Kyle, what's next on the list?
It is time for some Would You Rather questions. For those of you just tuning in, we have Rami and I'll each ask 5 questions, and we will answer them to the best of our ability.
Is this a scandalous Would You Rather segment?
It can be, depending on the questions you select, but we will make sure to select ones that are appropriate.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and ask the first question. So, would you rather be stuck on a desert island with a Star Trek fan or a constipated clown?
Star Trek fan. Constipated clown. I don't like clowns.
Yeah, I don't like clowns either. They're kind of scary.
And a Star Trek fan, like, yeah, I don't watch Star Trek very often, but like, I still think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love Star Trek.
Yeah, it might get a little annoying hearing about it all the time, but I'd rather live with that than a clown.
I'd just be like, I'd set the bar straight and be like, hey man, I love Star Trek, but let's just break it down to an hour a day.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn for you. Would you rather be invisible or be able to read minds?
I feel
like we asked this one before.
We might have, but I mean, there's so many that we've asked at this point, so I feel like it's okay.
Okay.
I would say I think I'd rather be invisible. I think that'd be pretty cool. It'd be cool to read people's minds, but I feel like it would get overwhelming. And then I feel like I would just have a lot of trust issues if I knew what people were thinking and they weren't saying it. Like, I feel like I would just not trust anyone ever again.
That's a good point. Yeah. I think I would do invisibility too, because then, I don't know, I think that'd just be, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, then you could get through airport security. You don't have to.
Yeah.
And you can sneak into cool VIP places, you know?
That's right. That's right. Everything would be free. Just sneak into a bank and I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding about that one. All right. Next one.
Alrighty. Would you rather be in a dark and scary room for days all by yourself or be in a well-lit room alone with Michael Jackson?
Wait, say that one again? What?
Would you rather be in a dark and scary room for days all by yourself, or would you rather be in a well-lit room alone with Michael Jackson?
I'd rather be in a room alone with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Or not alone, sorry, just with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so you would just be you and him, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Michael Jackson is, not going to say cool guy.
I would just make him perform like a concert.
Yeah.
You get a private concert.
You know, I'd be nice to him and stuff like that. Yeah. Just ask him questions. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd choose Michael Jackson. Yeah. I don't like sitting in dark places for too long.
Yeah, I'd choose the same.
All right. Would you rather meet an alien visitor or travel to outer space?
I think I'd rather meet an alien visitor here on Earth. I think that'd be pretty cool.
I would say the same thing, because I think that'd be super awesome. Maybe they'd like kill you in your sleep or something like that, but you could be like, yeah, I met an alien.
Yeah.
And they might be super peaceful. I don't know.
Yeah. That'd and then awesome. Like, I feel like if I had to go away from Earth to find an alien, I feel like it just, I don't know. Like, yeah, I'd rather just be able to stay here.
Maybe
it'd
be like the movie Alien. I love that movie. I want to go to space.
That would be pretty cool. But yeah. Alrighty. Would you rather, let's see, where was it? Oh yeah. Would you rather be forced to tell your best friend a lie or to tell your parents the truth? Depends what it's about.
Say it again. Sorry.
So would you rather be forced to tell your best friend a lie or forced to tell your parents the truth about anything?
Tell my best friend a lie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's always so hard, you know.
It is, yeah.
I'm not lying all the time. But like, there's some things that I want to keep to me.
Yeah.
So
only when necessary.
Only when necessary. Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Would you rather give up your computer or your pet? That's easy for me. I'd give up my computer in a heartbeat. I love my babies.
Yeah.
My little babies. I'm the crazy cat man.
Yeah, you're going to be like the 65-year-old cat man.
That's right.
I would give up. I would just give up my computer because I have my tablet and I have my cell phone. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I can work with that. All right.
Is this number four?
Yes, this is number four. So would you rather always get first dibs or the last laugh?
First dibs, I would say. I don't know why. I'd rather get first dibs.
I'd rather get the last laugh. I mean, it would be comfort. I guess it'd be cool, like, knowing you always win or you're always, like, you always are one step ahead kind of thing.
True. I don't know. I'm going to still stick with first dibs just to switch it up.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Let me find one. I don't think I'm going to read that one. Okay, never mind. I think we've asked them. I'm trying to find one that we haven't asked before. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only able to shout? No, we've asked that one before. I know we have.
Rami, you're struggling.
I am struggling. This is like a really big list, and I can't find one that we haven't done. Okay, would you rather die from falling off a cliff or by being threatened?
Or by being threatened?
Yeah.
So like getting thrown off or being threatened to thrown off?
I guess so. So I'm assuming that you're going to have a heart attack or something. Would you rather die from falling off a cliff or being threatened?
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know. That's one of them.
I mean, what's the other option? There's just what?
I guess I'd rather die by being threatened. You're having a heart attack or something like that. Well, I'm assuming you're having. Maybe should I ask another one?
Yeah, that one does not make sense.
Okay, would you rather be attacked by a giant snake or an angry piranha? There we go.
Oh, God, that's actually really bad. If it's only one piranha, I'd rather be attacked by a piranha. Because they're not, I mean, it would hurt, but they're not going to kill you if it's just one. But if it's a pack of piranhas, then it's
bad. It does say angry piranha.
Yeah, so just one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd rather have one angry normal-sized piranha than one giant snake that could eat you.
Did you ever see Piranha 3D?
I have seen Piranha. I have, but they're all in packs, and so I feel like if it's just one, you can get away.
I mean, if you think about it that way, if it was one, I would definitely do the angry piranha. But if it was a lot, then I would do the snake, only because like
I feel like it'd be a quicker death. You just get bitten.
I'm gonna do the piranha though.
Yeah, I'll say the piranha too. Alrighty, last question for me. Would you rather kiss a jellyfish or step on a crab?
Step on a crab.
I mean, if you just kiss like the top of the jellyfish, they're not gonna sting you because it's just like, you know, only the tentacle or like they're like tentacles are sting.
Same with the crab. If you step on the back of the crab,
yeah, but then you're gonna make it all angry and it'll start pinching at you,
or you'll kill it.
Or I guess you could, like,
I think you'd probably kill it at that point.
I mean, I guess I'll just stay kissing a jellyfish.
I'm going to step on a crab.
Okay.
Would you rather be a dog named Killer or a cat named Fluffy? I'd rather be a dog named Killer.
I'll be a cat named Fluffy.
I mean, I love cats, but I can't be named Fluffy. Even though that'd probably just be like sleeping on a couch all day and being fluffy, whereas the dog, I'd be like, I'd still probably be a really friendly dog just named Killer or something like that.
Yeah. I'll say cat.
I'm going to say dog.
Cool.
My mom would not be happy if I said dog.
All right. That wraps up our Would You Rather segment.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Because we're running out of time, it looks like, unfortunately. So we're just going to go ahead and play one song, and we'll be back. This song is called Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5, or some people say Deadmau5, but it's Deadmau5. All right, this is After Hours. All right, welcome back to After Hours with Rami.
And Kyle.
All right, so that was probably one of the last songs we're going to play tonight. We might play one more as a going out thing, but Yeah, we're almost out of time here. So it is time for 60 seconds of sports with me. I should really, my friend was saying how I should change it to football because honestly, all I ever talk about is football. But Kyle here has got his stopwatch, and I'm going to say as many things that I remember from reading the news. Most of it I remember was football, but some basketball and some baseball.
Yeah, so I have my 60-second timer ready, so whenever you start, I will start the clock.
Okay. So, number one, Bryce Harper said that he's the best, and he has the ability to back it up. Bryce Harper is one of the best baseball players in the MLB right now, and he's younger than me, and it makes me sad. And he also plays for Washington. Not this team, but Washington, D.C. March Madness starts next week, and they're going to be determining the matchups this Sunday, so make sure your brackets are ready. Big news for the Seahawks and football. Peyton Manning is retiring, one. Brock Osweiler is moving to the Texans, so the Broncos do not have a QB at this moment in time. They're looking for either RG3, Robert Griffin III, or Colin Kaepernick. Jermaine Kearse just got signed to the Seahawks for another 3 years, which is really surprising. Unfortunately, we lost J.R. Sweezy, what was his name? Bruce Irvin and Brandon Melbane.
And
belly
time.
Roll. Oh, darn. Okay.
60 seconds. It goes by a lot quicker than you
think.
Yeah,
it does. It does. But yeah, we lost the belly roll guy. I don't know if you know who that is. One of the old players from the Seahawks. I don't know who he's traded to, but he was one of my favorite defensive players only because whenever he would get a sack, they would zoom in on him and he would like do a belly roll. So he'd pretty much just like roll his fat like on the screen. It looked like he was doing the truffle shuffle or something. It was the greatest thing ever.
Good.
But yeah, that's sports this week.
Alrighty, and now we have our text message segment where we are going to read the last text message conversation on our phones in hopes that there's something juicy, but let's be honest, we're not that scandalous, so it shouldn't be that bad.
I'm going to go to like the PG-13 kind of stuff, I guess.
Do you have anything worse than PG-13?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This week I do. It was just a bunch of swearing. Oh, okay. That's really it. No. My friend and I were talking about wanting to go to a party together and how we both want to see Zootopia again because it was such an awesome movie.
Yeah, I really want to see Zootopia.
Yeah, I saw in the last month I saw Deadpool, which was amazing, super funny, very violent, but really, really funny. And then I saw Zootopia last Friday with some friends, and it was just an amazing movie. And I want to see it again because it was really funny and cute.
Good. Alrighty, and then my conversation was really boring. So I have a group meeting on Sunday, and literally we were discussing a time to meet on Sunday.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so interesting. It's for our business competition that we're entering. So, yeah. So that is the scandalous life of Kyle right there.
Scandalous.
Yeah. Alrighty. And for our very last thing we're going to talk about something from the arts and culture section of our school newspaper. So this week, one of the articles that was written was about the Kanye West album The Life of Pablo, and that was released on February 14th, so almost a month ago now. But
it must not be doing so well because it released a month over well just under
just
a month
under
ago
a month, yeah,
and recently Kanye has been like saying how he's broke and he needs money, and he like called out to Mark Zuckerberg that he needs money and he needs somebody to help him out because he's in so much debt.
Yeah, and like when I was reading, because he said he was $53 million in debt, but then I think he just spent $53 million investing in his own brand, so like that's what I was getting out of it and like what he was saying. So I think he's just trying to play poor me. I don't really know what he was doing.
He's
with that because he wasn't, I don't think he's actually in debt. He just spent $53 million investing in himself. Yeah. So
I don't respect Kanye West as a person at all. He's just
music's great.
His music's great. Yeah. He's very talented, but as a human,
he definitely knows it.
Yeah, and he knows it. And as a human being, I just do not respect him. He's just too narcissistic, and it's all me, me, me. And he's arrogant and mean to people.
Also, his fashion line that he just released is horrid.
Yeah,
it looks like high class homeless is what I would classify it as. Like,
and Kyle would know everyone. So
Kyle lives
for this stuff.
And I mean, I like fashion and all that, but I would not pay like $3,000 for a raggedy sweatshirt that I could probably go to the Goodwill and or buy off a homeless person.
Yeah,
like
I
it's not
that.
His. I don't know his. I don't like his fashion line that also came out.
I'm one of those people that definitely is like, oh wow, this is $500. I found the same thing at a Goodwill for $5.
And it's like one thing if it's a good brand, but at the same time, it's just like, it's literally like his runway show was just like a bunch of homeless people walking along the runway. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and play one more song and say our goodbyes right now to y'all.
Yeah. So sad. The end of the night.
It's
the worst
the
part.
Hardest.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. We're going to just go ahead and leave you on Loot Air, because it sounds like the next group is coming in right now.
Yeah, so we will be back next Thursday.
Same time,
7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And yeah, let us know what you think. Comment on Facebook. And
that's right. If you ever want to call in, the phone number again was 253-535-7332. But unfortunately, we can't answer any more calls.
Yeah.
I just really wanted somebody.
Wait till next week.
Yeah, wait till next week. Just remember that phone number, call in. This is After Hours, you guys.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.